Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic. Hope that you're all safe, and happy holidays coming to all of you out there. And it must be exciting for some of you that, you know, are wishing for vinyl records for a gift, you know, just like I am doing. I'm putting out the feelers out there, and you know, and I'm saying, this is what I need. Not one, not two, not three, but let's say about 10 vinyl records that I'm looking forward to getting to under the tree. Or I don't care, even just hand them to me without wrapping on them. I'll still take them. There's a lot of great vinyl out there right now that I want, and I'm wishing for it. I've been a good boy, so I really deserve it, I think. So I hope that you are being good and not naughty, and I hope that you are wishing for vinyl records. This podcast is all about vinyl records, collecting, selling, trading, whatever you want to do with them. But it is a great, great hobby to have if you are in it for a hobby. And it's a great, great business if you are in it for a business. So I kind of put things on hold lately because I was getting inundated with orders. And it always happens around this time of the year, you know, where I just get too many orders. And I love it, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to disappoint my customers and, you know, and all of a sudden the item is out of stock, you know, and, you know, keep up to it. You're not replenishing it on time. So I just put everything on hold. I put all my stores on vacation hold just so I can regroup, look at my inventory, analyze my inventory, see what I have that's good and bad, what I need to sort out. Maybe go to a bunch of record shows and a bunch of stores and, you know, build up my inventory, replace some of the stuff that I had, not think that I ran out of, but also some new stuff. You know, this is what all of you probably should do around this. You know, a couple times a year I do it. Because you need to, you know, take a step back and look at your business. Where do you need to focus on? You know, what businesses are working for you? What platforms are working and what platforms are not working? Those are the important questions you should ask yourself. So a couple times a year, you should put your stores on hold and look at everything that you have, you know, from another point of view and seeing where you can do better in the next year. So I did do this, and it has been actually an eye-opener. You know, I've got a lot of records for sale on Amazon, and, you know, some of them were too low a price, you know. And I say that because Amazon.ca, where I sell, and I also sell on Amazon.com, but Amazon.ca, I was forced to jack up all my prices. Why? Because Canada Post is being ridiculous, and you've probably heard me before, with their shipping costs. You know, they are out of control. So I had to bump up a lot of the records by $3 or $4 or $5. Pretty sad, but I had to do it because I didn't want to be losing money shipping out my vinyl, you know. And it's, I don't know when it's going to end. You know, the gas prices have come down, but the shipping prices are going up. And they're gouging people, in my opinion. So now what's happening is a lot of my suppliers are not using Canada Post. They're using Chit Chats. I don't know if you've heard of Chit Chats here in Canada, but they are a private shipping company that transfers their product to Canada Post. Well, guess what? They also stopped using Canada Post in a few of their jurisdictions because they are getting ripped off as well. So what they do is they're a private shipping service, and they transfer their items now to a courier service. So you cannot get Canada Post tracking numbers. It's all courier numbers, which is a problem, really, especially if you're selling on Amazon.ca. They don't allow private courier tracking numbers. So you're forced to use Canada Post because they're the only ones that provide tracking numbers. So it's kind of complicated, guys. And, you know, I don't know how You know, I'm going to handle it. But the best thing for me right now is to build, is to move up, jack up the prices to compete and to, you know, I have to have some sort of a profit, and this is the only way I could do it. But I was using the private couriers, but I can't put, when I ship the items in Amazon.ca, I can't put a tracking number. So it is a problem now, and I'll try to figure it out. But this is what everybody is faced with right now as well too. Guys, don't forget to reach out to me if you need any assistance selling vinyl, or if you want a copy of my ebook, which is called The New Antique. Please feel free to do so and email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and I'll be more happy to help you out with anything that you need. So guys, that is my show for today. Short and sweet. We'll talk to you soon. Over and out, and keep collecting those vinyl records.